Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together, and just to get us started, I'll go first. Today, you guys, I'm really excited to have Shell back on the show. It's been a little while, and she actually came to me and she said, you know what? I've been sharing this stuff on Instagram. I've been talking to more people about it, and I really want to bring this to the podcast. And it has been all about her journey with her B12 deficiency and the pernicious anemia that she has been battling for the past 5 years. And so I think she did such a good job of telling her story in this episode. Even though I know her, we are such a huge part of each other's lives, and I've walked with her through a lot of this story, just getting to hear her tell it kind of like from the beginning up till now was so interesting and moving to hear, and all of the different little signs that she saw and the pieces. And it's really a great episode where we talk about advocating for your own health and getting to the bottom of things and figuring out the reasons why things are happening and pursuing that information and having people champion you and championing other people who are having health issues. And it's really like a very fun, kind of like holistic episode, because I think we talk about all the different things that impact our health and how they're all so important. They all play into each other. So I hope that you find this episode as interesting as I did, even if you don't think you're dealing with a B12 deficiency necessarily. I just think it's a really good check for us all to be thinking about taking care of our own wellness and the things that we can do to be helping with that and why it matters so much to be taking care of ourselves. Before we jump into this episode, though, I would love if you would come over and join me on Instagram. You guys, I'm really getting my feet back in there, trying to show up more and kind of do the way I used to do. Just sort of take you guys through my daily life and talk about things and what I'm using and what I'm liking and funny things that are happening. And so if you want to connect with me over there, I am at Mackenzie Coppa. And I especially love when you guys slide into my DMs, when you give ideas for the show, that you talk about things you've liked hearing on the podcast, what you want more of, and if you have any ideas for my upcoming YouTube channel, which I am committing to. I am doing it. I would love to know what you guys want to see, what you want to hear, what things are interesting to you. So come over and find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa. Talk to me in DMs. I love being able to actually chat with you guys one-on-one there. And we'll figure some stuff out, and it's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Without further ado, though, let's jump into this episode all about B12 and pursuing your own health with Shell Bruzes. So a few years back, you had some pretty big health issues come down. Mm-hmm. I mean, what has it been? Almost 5 years now?
Yeah, well, it'll be 5 in May.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I can't believe she's going to be that old. You have had like significant things happened with your health, mm-hmm. and then a pretty serious turnaround that's taken a lot of time.
Yeah.
And so you came to me recently and you're like, all right, I'm ready. I want to talk about this. I feel like mm-hmm. people need to know this. And I agree, especially as we're talking about more mm-hmm. wellness stuff on the show and mm-hmm. kind of getting to the bottom of our health issues and taking responsibility for our wellness and like doing what we can mm-hmm. and preventatively also. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think you've done such a good job of that. And so I want you to tell the story, and I'm sure like I've known so much of the story, but I think because we knew each other, we were friends, but we became a lot mm-hmm. closer after that mm-hmm. and kind of, in the, mm-hmm. it wasn't at the onset, but it was in more the middle mm-hmm. of it. And so I think I will probably even hear things today that I don't even know, but I want you to like go back and, mm-hmm. and tell us kind of how you got there, what happened, mm-hmm. and then we can move on to like what you've figured out, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited to share my story. It's an honor to get to, and I have heard from so many people in the last couple of weeks. I've posted on Instagram a few times, just kind of a little clips of my story, especially the journey with B12. And I have been blown away by the amount of people that have kind of said like, wait, hey, this really resonates. This is something I'm dealing with, or I feel like maybe there's some sort of health issue that I can't figure out what's going on. But kind of going back to my pregnancy with Willa, she was a huge surprise. I found out, well, I was going to wait till my birthday to take the pregnancy test, but I couldn't. So I did the day before. Oh. I already knew. I had so many symptoms. Like, it was not a surprise, but she was a surprise. And so I always tell her, you were my birthday present. Like, I found out you were coming on my birthday and for my birthday. So that would have been my 35th birthday. Wow. And boy, when you hear people say like, okay, 35 high risk pregnancy, like I would have been like, I had four of the easiest pregnancies in, I mean, outside of the fact that it hurts to give birth and, you know, things like that, no complications. And it just kind of sailed through all of those. They were all home births, and was just such a gift to be able to, like have that uncomplicated pregnancy. And for women who, you know, suffer with infertility, suffer with miscarriages, suffer from, you know, just really hard pregnancies where they're sick the whole 9 months. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, that is, that is hard. I mean, what we go through to become moms, you know, it, I don't know. I think it's, there's so many layers to that, but all of a sudden here, I found myself, everything about Willa's pregnancy was hard. Like I was so shocked to see, I was like, maybe it's because I'm old now and I'm 35 and, you know, my body's just like not doing great. Mm-hmm. So, some of the symptoms were, this is one thing about B12 that I feel like is, it's a little bit sneaky. It's hard to diagnose. And so I went to my midwife and I was like, I'm leaking like badly. Like, what is going on? Like, is this okay? And I think it's normal for a lot of women in pregnancy to leak. And I was like, what? But I had never had like, and it's like, it's bad. And, so that was kind of my first sign. And actually it is one of the symptoms of B12 deficiency. And I still struggle with dealing with that now postpartum 5 years, because it is one of the big things. So as I'm looking back now on the markers for me in my story of this whole journey, that was probably the first thing. And then of course I was struggling with having enough electrolytes. There were little things along the way, but I passed my glucose test just fine. Like, nothing alarming. All the way up until, oh man, now I'm like, you guys know this, I am not good with my numbers. So I don't know how many weeks I was at. I think it was definitely 6 weeks before her due date. I ended up getting, like, my ankles were getting really swollen. My hands were starting to swell and I was just feeling less. I just was not feeling well at all. Mm-hmm. I had no energy. And just the whole thing, it was a slow decline, because I've missed a whole part, this whole huge section that's really important that happened, is that, you know, the leaking. And then I just started having, I had insomnia that kind of started out slowly, where I just thought, well, I have to get up and pee 15 times a night and it must be just because I'm pregnant. And I wasn't noticing that I had gone from having, you know, a decent night's sleep to being like getting 1 to 2 hours a night of sleep. And that was crazy. It. And it became normal for me. Yeah. And I think one thing that for people who have a hard time, like, I'm not super in tune with my body. It takes a lot for me to be like, hello, this is not working. You know, this is not normal. This is not good. You wake up, go get some, do something about it. You know, I just kept just kind of living in like that slow decline.
Yeah.
So I didn't even say anything to anybody about it. Like, but obviously the effects were like major on my body. Was just so exhausted and struggling. And so I wound up having to, I called my midwife. She said, please go to Safeway. I want you to take your blood pressure. And my blood pressure, I can't even remember it, what the numbers were, because I can't remember numbers. That's just not my thing. But it was really bad. She's like, you need to go to the hospital right now. Like, you have to go, like, this is not okay, you know, for your numbers to be this high. So we did that. I think we are about 6 weeks before Willa's due date at this point, if I'm remembering right. But we went to the hospital and, you know, to the emergency room. And that night they had told us, the doctor said, like, he was really concerned. My blood pressure was scary high that at one point he told David, like, if you want your wife to survive this pregnancy, you need to, like, this baby needs to come out tonight. And
wow,
I still remember being so shocked by that because we were like, for one thing, I'm glad we called our midwife at that point because
yeah,
this was all like a whirlwind, right?
Yeah.
And here's David, like, we're both trying to make this decision. I'm super sick. I don't even know what's going on, you know? Mm-hmm. But I had the most amazing nurse. Like, and I told them, like, you guys, this is the first time I've ever been admitted to the hospital in my entire life. Like, yeah, ever, except for being born, you know, like, cause I yeah, had my babies at home and I don't know what you're supposed to do at this point. And, you know, like for me, there just was a lot of,
yeah,
I had no idea what was going on, but I was able to like express that, like, you guys have to tell me what this all, I don't know how to do this. You know, I've never done yeah, this before. It was scary. But we called our midwife and she just said, you know, ask for them to give you some kind of steroid. So I had a shot that night to help build Willa's lungs up, you know, mm-hmm, because she was 6 weeks, you know, before her due date. And so we did that. And then we were able to go home. We were home for a week. And then when we went to the hospital, a week or so later, and were admitted and they were just like, no, this baby needs to be born. And, the whole time my blood pressure remained like scary high, like mm-hmm, through that whole thing. And then, you know, I went into it having had so little sleep and then continued to not sleep for the next, you know, through her birth. Her birth was actually one of the easiest parts of the whole experience because she did so well, you know, mm-hmm, and she was born a day, like the day before, you know, cause I guess she would have been a month preemie, but she was born the day before. So they had to take her to the NICU and she was only there for an hour before they sent her back because she did so good. So there was like so little fear around like her being okay that it was yeah, just me not realizing that I was super sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so after a few days of kind of just floundering in the hospital, really nothing changed. My blood pressure remained high. We were like, can we ask them if we can go home because nothing is getting better, you know, here. And, none of the sleep meds were helping. It was just, it was wow, bad. So they sent us home with Willa on Mother's Day, which was like the best gift.
Yeah.
So special. And so after that, I was on blood pressure medication, and I had a lot of crazy stuff happen postpartum. I had an epidural with Willa, and I don't know if it was partly because of that or, I don't know what caused it, but I ended up getting a muscle in the back of my leg got moved out of place, maybe probably when I was giving birth to her.
That's and so, crazy.
I ended up having this whole issue with that where I couldn't walk for about a month without really severe pain. And we're going to shout out to one of our favorite people who's been on the podcast before right now. But thanks to a friend recommending Hannah, I was able to. She actually was able to fix the whole thing.
Wow.
But I really suffered. Like, I continued to suffer with insomnia, the high blood pressure, and now I couldn't walk. Like, I was on crutches and it was just like the most insane pain because this muscle was out of place. And so obviously when a muscle is out of place and you try and move your body, it hurts really bad. So yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah.
And so, in that whole newborn baby, like she was such a great, easy baby though. Like nursing's always been easy for me, which I hate saying that because I know it's so hard for so many people, but that was the one thing that wasn't hard.
Yeah.
And that she was good. So that was a gift in all of this.
All right, ladies, it's a new year, and I think we are all more aware than ever before that there is nothing more important than taking care of ourselves. Because if you're not feeling your best, you can't do your best. You can't take care of the people in your life, and you can't get the things done that you want to get done. And Sambucol helps you feel your best with powerful immune support powered by nature's superfruit, black elderberry. You know, we take a lot of supplements around here to help support things, and Sambucol has become a backbone of the things that we we are taking, especially during this winter season, to keep me and my kids at our absolute best. I love it because it's so simple, it tastes good, and it helps me know that I'm supporting my immune system, because this mama ain't got time to be taken off work or to be down and not be able to take care of these kiddos. In our household, the gummies are a huge hit. My kids love taking those, and I typically turn to either the drink powder or to the liquid because it's just easy for me to get down quickly, and I can combine it with other things if I want to. We just take ours first thing in the morning before we head off to school and I get into work, and it is the perfect thing to help me feel like I am staying on top of things right from the get-go of the day. So if you want to be supporting your immune system and your family's immune systems, get 15% off your next order of $9.99 or more at sambucolusa.com, and then use the code LIVEWELL15 at checkout for 15% off. Again, that's 15% off with LIVEWELL15 at sambucolusa.com. And I just want to thank Sambucol for sponsoring Live Well Anyway.
Then kind of fast forwarding through like postpartum stuff to summer. She was born in May 12th. And then I think it was the 4th of July. We had gone on a family vacation, and I'm dealing with all this stuff still, like all these symptoms that I've kind of like up to this point, I've said they're all going on still, except for I wasn't pregnant anymore.
Yeah.
But so we are on vacation. We're at a restaurant, and I am just feeling like I needed to lay my head on the table. Like I had no energy. Like I could not even sit at a table. Like I had to lay my head down. And I had ordered a salad, like a beef salad. And I know that when the food came out and I ate that red meat, I all of a sudden felt like, okay, oh, my body needs this. Like, and I perked up a little bit, like not a lot, but enough to be like, weird. Okay. That made a difference.
Yeah.
A little difference, like a little bit. And then we spent the rest of the day at the beach. I just laid on the beach. I was just feeling really low. This was like, when I look back on all of this, this day was definitely the low point. And so we got to our hotel room that night. David took the kids to swim. And I just remember feeling like, I can't go enjoy this. Like, I am really sick.
Yeah.
And I was feeling so desperate and so at the bottom. Like, I was going to ask him that night to take me to the emergency room, which if anybody knows me,
yeah,
I've never asked that.
Yeah.
And I probably wouldn't. I would have to just be picked up and taken. And, you know, like, yeah. I was that desperate, you guys. I was that at the end of my rope of knowing, like, I can't take this anymore. And God just met me in that hotel room by myself. And I don't know what, something just came in my mind. I know it was him. And it was just like this little question of like, what if it was B12? Like, what if it's B12? Because my mom, long story short, has what we're dealing with this whole deficiency is genetic. And so she had kind of going into her story and sharing a little bit of her story years previous to this. One morning she woke up struggling with major health issues and just energy, lack of energy. And she had a frozen shoulder thing going on for like a whole summer where she couldn't move her shoulder, just some pretty, you know, intense symptoms. She just felt God whisper in her spirit, like pernicious anemia. So she went and Googled it and looked that up. And pernicious anemia is a autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. And that was her beginning of realizing, okay, like this is what's missing in my body that I need.
Yeah.
And so God really like gave her the answer to that. Cause I think she was just asking like, what is going on? And you know, it's beautiful, like that she cried out and he answered her in that. And it, to me, to this day, like I still get chills when I think about that. Cause if it hadn't been for her really asking and then doing the research, you know, cause she is a researcher, like if anybody needs to know anything about natural healing or wellness, or that lady, she's got like a wealth of just wisdom and information and just knowledge that she knows. And so that started her on her journey. So in the hotel room that night, when the thought came to my mind, what if it's B12? I just picked up the phone and I called her and I said, Mom, actually, I think I picked up my phone first because I had been diagnosed with preeclampsia, but with Willa, but I didn't have a lot of the markers for it. So in my mind, that question just popped in, like, what if instead of preeclampsia, I'm dealing with B12 stuff? And so that's actually what my search was when I picked up my phone to look. And I found article after article that just explained how it, often preeclampsia can be disguised as actually being a B12 problem and deficiency. And that was, and then I picked up the phone, called my mom. I said, "Mom, I'm desperate. Like, I think I need to go to the hospital, or like, could it be B12?" And she said, "Wow, okay, let's look back at your symptoms." And like, yes, like, so David came back to the hotel room that night. He went to the natural grocers close by and bought, I think it was just a liquid B12 that I took a bunch and put it under my tongue. And I did sleep a little bit better that night. I don't know if it was just knowing that maybe there was help on the way.
Yeah.
And maybe it was just a, I don't know, placebo, but I did sleep better. And that was the beginning of us realizing after that, I went and stayed with my mom for a few weeks. I'm still not able to walk this whole time. So it was really tricky. She took really good care of me, and got me fixed up.
Yeah.
We did hot and cold on my knee, because part of the problem, I think with me not being able to walk for the month because of the muscle being fixed, it had like thrown my knee off. So that was all messed up.
Gosh.
I should have never probably tried to walk on my leg for that long without getting help. But that all, I mean, one of the beautiful things about, like, I just look at the story as being such a miracle, is that God brought the right people.
Yeah.
And there were so many pieces to this, Mackenzie. Like, I just, like, I don't even know how many pieces, honestly, but
yeah,
he brought the right people. And that's, it's been so layered.
Yeah.
Like, this healing process for me. So that led to me going to my mom. I started taking, because of the pernicious anemia, we cannot absorb B12. And so that, like, help me describe what this is, because scientifically I'm not a doctor. I am not even good at, like, I don't even know how it all works very well together, but basically the stomach lining is, it's damaged or it's completely gone and it's missing something called intrinsic factor. So, either whether it's genetic or maybe it's brought on by like food intolerance, you know, because gluten can really eat up your stomach lining if you have a gluten.
And you DNA. Have a gluten yes. intolerance. Yeah.
Yes, I do. So whether it's genetic or both, you know, caused from food, or sometimes people have certain medication that literally that they take that tanks their B12. Like it just, it's gone. And
MTHFR gene mutation. Yes,
which I also, so we have that going on too. So we have a lot of factors that are, you know, they're pointing towards this. So my mom has to take injections. So B12 is a vitamin. Can't hurt you. You can't overdose on it. Like, you literally will, you know, you will pee it out if you have too much in your body. Like, it's not a big deal.
Okay, you ladies know that I love makeup, and Thrive Cosmetics has been one of my ride or die companies that I have been using their products for years, long before they ever started sponsoring the podcast. One of the things that very first made me fall in love with their company is their commitment to high performance beauty and skincare products that are made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. I love knowing that they don't have parabens, sulfates, phthalates, and they're certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. All of those things are really important to me when I'm thinking about something that I am putting on my skin every single day. Plus, not only are they good for you, but they really work. Thrive is the manufacturer of my ride or die mascara. That's right, liquid lash extensions. You've heard me talk about it before. This mascara is amazing. It is one of their best-selling products. It has more than 15,000 five-star reviews. It's ultra-lengthening, eye-opening mascara that lasts all day without clumping, smudging, or flaking. You can take a nap with this stuff on and nobody's gonna know, you know, that's the goodness that we are talking about here with this mascara. Plus, I love how easy it comes off at night. I hate when I am wearing a mascara and you get those raccoon eyes as you're trying to get it off. Not so with Liquid Lash Extensions mascara, because it's a tubing mascara. So just with a little bit of warm water, you're just able to slide it off. It just comes right off so easily. It is my favorite thing. I don't even like to use any other mascara because this one is so good. Plus, to top it all off, it's got those clean, nourishing ingredients that actually support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. So you're actually doing something good for your eyelashes while you're wearing makeup, which is pretty amazing. And then Thrive has a lot of amazing skincare products now too that they are constantly innovating on. I particularly love their Defying Gravity Eye Lifting Cream. I find myself using this morning and night because it's so good at tightening and plumping and helping reduce dark circles and puffiness. It fights those signs of stress and aging and dullness. It's like beauty sleep in a bottle. It's just so good. And then the cherry on top of the sundae is that Thrive is a supporter of causes. That's why they're called Thrive Cosmetics. They have their Bigger Than Beauty initiative, which basically for every product purchased, Thrive donates to help women thrive. Women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, fighting cancer, and more. They are a great company. I encourage you to go to their website and look at all of the different people that Thrive impacts. It's pretty incredible. Right now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. And right now you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/livewell. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/livewell for 15% off your first order. And I just want to thank Thrive Cosmetics for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. I would say that the only thing people might notice when they take it, if they are very like reactive to it and you don't have the right amount, is it can make you feel jittery, like you've had a lot of caffeine.
Right. Cause that's how you get.
Yeah.
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 So is that a symptom you think of maybe too much B12 or?
I think so. Okay. I think,
yeah, I would think maybe that would show like, oh, hey, you don't actually need this. It's making you.
Yeah.
Like, because even, they use it for energy.
I think I need it and because I likely have the MTHFR gene mutation. Right. Also, it runs in my family. And so you have to have your vitamins be methylated so your body can actually access them. But I think I am so like, since I'm very sensitive to caffeine, I'm very sensitive to all of that kind of thing. And like, even just drinking like a Zip Fizz, like I can't drink a whole Zip Fizz or I will be like, oh my gosh, my heart,
shaking.
Like everything. Yeah. So I think it's just a matter of like how much, like my body just doesn't need as much as like your body does.
Right. And I need it to sleep, you guys. So that was part of the puzzle for me is like, I have this insomnia, but the B12 was the best thing for helping me get back on track with my sleep because I need it to sleep, but that is not
normal.
Most
people take B12 for energy and like keep them going. Yeah.
Yes. So there's different things going on there. It is one of the most complex, like, so basically a lot of people, if you have a B12 deficiency, it doesn't necessarily mean you need an injection of B12. It means that sometimes you need to find the right B12, like McKinsey said, like you need that.
Or the right amount. Because I've had, I've had other B12 injections, like gone into my acupuncturist and stuff like that, where when I'm just feeling really run down, because your system can get depleted of it, especially when you're facing a lot of stress and all that kind of thing. And so I have gone in before and gotten B12 shots. I think it just like all, I think this is a good example of how all of our bodies are so different. And that's why we want to talk about this today, because you could be having these same symptoms, but you want to make sure you're working with your body and like what your needs. And so, anyway, go on. It just makes such a difference for you.
Yeah. So, So, I mean, slowly over time, I was able to see a naturopath that was wonderful. And she actually has seen my mom and my brother and I, we all have the same stuff going on genetically. And so, I wanted to touch on that whole idea of just to kind of help me explain this, like the malabsorption piece and part of this. For me, I'm dealing with a malabsorption issue. So I can't absorb B12 sublingually. And most people can, like finding the right, you know, type, like McKinsey needs hers methylated. And that is important to like note, is like not everyone needs what I need, or my mom and my brother. Yeah, it's a malabsorption issue. So I could have it, take it all day long, and it's not really going to show up because it's not absorbing into my body and working in that way. And I just want to like touch on, in the last week, I've heard of several different people who have gone to the doctor because they're having symptoms and they're having blood tests taken that show there's nothing wrong, you know, like, and that is so frustrating because there's clearly symptoms, you know, and,
It's like, it can be present, but your body still can't access it.
Yeah. So it could be showing up in your blood test. I think that's part of it. You could have it in your system, but that test is not going to show whether or not your body's able to break it down in a way that's going to be useful.
Yeah.
So that test is actually called an MMA test. And I think it stands, I don't know what it stands for, but if it
makes it martial arts blood test.
Yeah, there you go. basically we are, you can ask for that if you feel like you may have B12 stuff going on, but they haven't caught it in your blood test.
Yeah.
Because often it's missed in a blood test. And my heart goes out to so many people who are dealing with chronic illness that is not being it's not showing up, you know, when they go to the doctor and have their blood drawn and they don't see it, you know, what is the problem? And that is that's such a desperate place that I have been in myself. And that's really hard. So I am very grateful for my naturopathic doctor. She listened to our story and heard us out and agreed that there, you know, there's obviously a genetic piece to this. And we did a lot of testing. And so I have a prescription for B12 that she was able to write for me. And that has been huge.
Yeah.
So I just recommend if you feel like maybe, you know, and we could talk about some of the symptoms besides what I've already mentioned. I think another piece for me was depression and anxiety were just through the roof. Part of that I'm sure had to do with not sleeping well.
Yeah.
But I think actually a lot of it does have to do with the B12. And there's a product I take because of the MTHFR that's called ENL. And we can put that in the show notes maybe and link that, but I took that for 2 weeks and I literally noticed such a difference in my, the relief of the symptoms of depression, anxiety, that has been a huge, huge factor for me. So I want to plug that.
Yeah. Which is a folate.
It's a
folate. Enlight, Delta folate, I think is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that can make a big difference.
So anyone who has they have a great website with lots of information on it and anyone can order it. It doesn't have to be prescribed. So
yeah.
Anyhow.
But so you got the prescription for the B12 and you started injecting it.
Yes.
And what was that like? I mean, I've done it once myself, but.
Well, David started. David did it for me. I could not do it for a long time. And for months. He was so sweet and he would do it for me. And then it just, you know, I had to get to the point where I'm a big girl, I can do this. So because this was going to be ongoing. It wasn't so bad once I finally, I got up the guts to do it. It was okay.
Well, and there was something really interesting. I mean, because like I said, we kind of became a lot closer a couple years into the process.
Yeah.
And so you, though, David tried to really nicely at one point get you these smaller needles to be these will be easier on you, but they actually weren't as effective.
Right. I forgot about that.
Didn't get it as far into your system or whatever.
Yes. Well, that's probably because I got fat on my belly too.
No.
I don't know what it was, but they stopped working for a while. And that was weird. Why are we having this? I went back to the insomnia and all these other symptoms that pop back up and what is this? And then we realized we needed the longer needles. So it's all been a learning process, but boy, without David, his advocacy for me and kind of please make that appointment today. Do you want me to make it for you? I was in such a low place that I couldn't even do that. And I know there were times where you were no, you know what? You're going to rest tonight. You're not doing any more today. And people looking out for me in that way, I was so blessed to have so many people and the support that it takes to sometimes get healthy. And this has been a 4-year process. And I am grateful for all of the pieces of the puzzle. And so if you're dealing with chronic illness, it might not be B12, but if there are people in your life, if you can't do it yourself, can someone else make that call, you know?
Yeah.
And can someone else do the research or who can you ask to help? Because there was so much brain fog and exhaustion and just depression and anxiety. I wasn't functioning well at all, not well enough to be able to take care of myself in the ways that I needed to.
One of our very favorite sponsors is back again this week supporting the show, and that is Plan to Eat. You guys, Plan to Eat has been my ride or die way to be planning my meals for the past 7 years. It is so good because they've thought of everything. Once I got all of my recipes in there, which I add to all the time, just really easily, they have a great little web clipper tool where you can just put in the website of wherever that recipe is, and it all populates all pretty with pictures and everything right into Plan to Eat. I absolutely love that. And then I just drag and drop the meals onto my calendar. I can make menus so they repeat themselves in the future, and I don't have to do even more work as time goes by. They just cut out so many of those steps for you and make it really simple. And then I love being able to go to the grocery store with my Plan to Eat app. I always have my shopping list with me, and I remember what meals I'm actually making during the week. That is such a huge time saver for me, because I can't tell you the number of times I would forget my list at home, or even just forget to put things on the list in the first place. But with Plan to Eat, they do all of that for me. There are so many amazing features as you really dig in there, and you can try it all out for free for 60 days. That's 2 whole months where you can get your feet completely wet, get your recipes in there, get it all set up, and it's not going to cost you a penny. You don't even have to put in a credit card. That is how confident they are and I am in their amazing site, because it is just so good and they've done such a great job. It is a game changer. So head over to plantoeat.com/livewell and you can get those 60 days free. It's typically a subscription service, so it costs $4.95 a month or $39 a year. But like I said, you can get 2 whole months free, 60 days free, if you just go to plantoeat.com/livewell. Be sure to check out their podcast too. I was over there at the end of the year for their New Year's episode. It was so much fun. Ronnie and Riley are a hoot. You're going to love that too. Again, plantoeat.com/livewell. It's a game changer. And that was, I think, definitely a thing, like the brain fog, yeah, and just your ability to like articulate yourself and remember things and like
loss of memory was big.
Yeah. You were struggling. And I think it's important for people who are listening to this that either have these symptoms or they see someone else in their life who does to be that person for them to step in and help their friends and that sort of thing. But it was pretty significant though, like the difference in your B12, that sometimes you would think that you just like didn't need it anymore and it was going to be fine and like, oh, I'm fixed. And so you would stop taking it for a while and then realize like, oh, wait a minute. No, this is like a long-term issue.
Yeah.
Deal with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was significant enough in like your energy levels and your brain fog and all that kind of stuff that those who know you well, if we were around you, it would be like, so when was the last time you took your B12? And even if it would be like, oh, I took it yesterday morning, it was like, yeah, no, that doesn't work. Like, you have to take it every day.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You can notice, like it's noticeable because all of a sudden I can't find my phone after 5 seconds, you know, like, well, I have those issues ongoing anyway, but it gets a lot more pronounced.
Yes.
Keys, phone.
Significant.
You know, wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Words in general.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a whole, all of a part, a big part of all of it. Yeah.
And so I think just that part of it for a while was a struggle for you to like come to grips with like, this is part of my life. This isn't just like, I'm going to take it for a little while and then it's going to be all better. It was like, no, this is like something I'm going to need for the long haul to be okay.
Yeah. And I'm so grateful that I mean, it's such an easy fix for, I mean, it's a vitamin. It doesn't have a lot of side effects. I mean, it only has good side effects.
Like, yeah.
And for me to be able to come to that point was, David had been asking me for a while. He's like, Shell, you just need to make this every day. It's a daily thing. And I just, please stop skipping it. Sometimes I forget, but I do have people asking me all the time, did you take your B12? I think accepting that was a big step in showing that, yes, I need this. It's a huge, it makes such a huge difference. I can't just skip a day or I can't go off it or, And accepting that, and just, I remember when I, we had that conversation, David and I, about gluten, and cause I'd gone off and on and off and on. And he said, Shell, I think this has to be a permanent decision. Like, and you have to make it, you know, he wasn't trying to make it for me, but he just said, you know, we've seen, you know, when you go off and then you have all these symptoms pop back up. And, the other thing with B12, which I'm like remembering other symptoms, cause there can be so many, is I know a lot of people struggle with gut health issues and gut health stuff. And for me, that was a huge piece of the B12, is for about a year, I could not eat anything. You guys, this was, I was down to lettuce and I don't even know, maybe a little bit of chicken. It was bad. It was extreme. And my stomach could not handle any food. And, so, just thinking,
which
of
was part
things.
Of that lining issue, like you were telling me the other day, that you have to take digestive enzymes because your body doesn't produce them.
Well, I have low stomach acid, which is part of the whole thing, and so I take something called HCL, which is that's tied to sleeping too. I mean, there have been so many, and that's another person that was a part of this puzzle. I was actually my brother-in-law who had been taking it and shared like the information with us. And we started taking it and realized, wow, it makes a huge difference. But if you look at the research, that people with low stomach acid do often have B12 issues going on. So it's connected, and gluten intolerance. Those are all connected. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyhow.
Well, and like you said, there were so many people involved in this puzzle. There were the people who helped you figure out what the different things were, from your mom to your naturopath to reading that you did to, you know, your midwife, to like all these different people, and then like putting it in place. And even David talking to you about like, okay, looking kind of, you know, outside perspective, the reality of our situation, these are things you need to do. And ultimately because they need you to be there, you know, and be okay. Yeah. Cause there were times where it was like, man, her health is just struggling so much. And we would see you, you know, pour forth a ton of energy into something, and then you would just go down.
I crashed. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was so hard to see. And there were, but there've been a lot of, I mean, here we are 5 years down the road, and it's crazy to even just remember like the difference I have seen in you and the different stages that you've had. I mean, there was a time of like really learning to kind of take care of yourself well, I think, where you were like taking baths every night and having that be such a part of your self-care and not feeling bad about taking care of yourself. Do you think that was part of it?
Yeah, I had to learn how to receive help, I think. And that's an ongoing process for me. But yeah, the baths were just kind of a daily, like, especially those insomnia days and those days of like a lot of chronic pain. That just was, I think, my body being exhausted, you know, and depleted, not having the B12 and the energy I needed. Yes, I was taking daily baths. And that was a whole new world for me of finding relief. The Epsom salt is just so, I mean, it helps you have that magnesium to relax your body and sleep better. And just the whole, even just the therapeutic side of it, of having that quiet, restful place, you know, to take that half hour with your book. And my friend Becca, and it's like such a huge piece of all of this too, like I'm going to have a tangent now, but just like the support of my friends through all of this. But we started doing this thing where we would do these flower baths, like flower therapy baths, where we put petals in the, and just make it beautiful. And like, that's a whole nother thing that we will, that's other podcast episodes that we love talking about that. We have one somewhere back there, the flower therapy, but, I mean, and then the other piece was the massages. Like I had, I had with my pregnancies, like an X amount of free massages that come with, I never took any of them. Like,
oh my gosh,
I would give them away to people like that were also clients and be like, hey, you should have my massage, cause I don't think I need it. Like, so this was all like, well, just having my health crash so badly forced me to really be like, no, I can't ignore this anymore. This is a lot. And it was that, it was my teeth, like going to the dentist and like that whole fear and dealing with all of that stuff. Like just a lot of layers of just basically, I let my health go, you know, I wasn't taking good care of myself. And
I think some of that was in a place of feeling like it was honorable to not be taking care of yourself, right, because you were taking care of your people.
Right.
But in the end, how
you can't take care of your people if you haven't taken care of yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Preach it. It's so true. Like, it doesn't, it's a false narrative to think that, you know, taking care of ourselves is selfish, because mm-hmm. we take care of ourselves in order to take care of our people. I mean, it is a very selfless thing.
Yeah.
It's very important. So yeah.
Cause there are honestly times where I don't feel like taking care of myself. It would be easier not to, you know, and so it's so important that I know, like, in so many circles, the whole term self-care gets a bad rap, but it's essential for our health and our, especially as moms, because we give so much of ourselves and our bodies, and there's so much depletion. And I think we have to, like, validate that and make that okay, and know that we have to be able to take care of ourselves to take care of others. And you just came to that really critical point where you really didn't have any other choice.
No.
You ladies know that I'm big into my supplements. I'm taking all kinds of stuff all of the time, and I've tried a lot of different omega-3 supplements, and I've got to say that EWI is one of the best I have ever used, and their secret is algae. It's a whole nother level than plain old fish oil, and these are the reasons why. I mean, first of all, do you know where fish get their omega-3s from? Algae. So with EWI, you go straight to the source and skip the middle fish and the nasty, fishy aftertaste. EWI's proprietary form of algae leads to 50% more absorption, the world's highest absorption of any source of omega-3s. EWI's proprietary formula goes right to your bloodstream for more absorption and more health benefits. In a clinical study, EWI cholesterol helped reduce bad VLDL cholesterol by 25% on average in just 3 months. And no matter how old or young you are, you can reap the benefits of EWI. If you're all about that healthy lifestyle like I try to be, then adding EWI to your self-care supplements is a must to support your heart, brain, vision, and overall wellness. And all of EWI's products are plant-based, sustainably sourced, and farmed in the U.S. I know for me, I need my brain to be functioning at top notch. I have a hard enough time on my own, and omegas make such a big difference. I've seen the difference by taking them from EWI. It helps me to just feel better. I feel like it helps me to stay healthier. They are a top-notch omega supplement. And I really like their little mini pills. They're super easy to get down, and it's a great way for me to just easily work that into my daily supplemental routine. It's never too late or too early to start taking EWI. Go to ewilife.com/livewell and use the code LIVEWELL to save 30% on your first purchase of any EWI product. Take advantage of this limited time offer today. IWILIFE.com/livewell, code LIVEWELL for 30% off your first purchase. EWILIFE.com/livewell, code LIVEWELL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No, and I feel like that was really God's grace on my life and mercy to help me, you know, kind of have to hit a wall in order to see, like, some of these things and open my eyes to that. And I'm really grateful that I'm on the very beginnings of that journey. Like, that is, I have not mastered any of this stuff by any means. But with his help and with the support of a lot of amazing people who really, I mean, I'm the story of that guy that, you know, in the Bible where his friends picked him up off the mat and lowered him down the roof to Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I am that story because I could not see, and I could not see. I got so unhealthy. I couldn't even see how bad it was. Yeah. And then I couldn't, because I was so in such a bad place, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally, that I couldn't even make the steps towards getting better, you know, without someone, my husband and my close, you know, friends, and my mom, you know, like, picking me up and carrying me to that. So I'm really grateful.
And what were some of the resources? Because I know you've mentioned this on Instagram, and there's a lot of different books and things that you have found to be really helpful and informative. Mm-hmm. What are some of those resources that you point people towards if they're thinking like, maybe this is an issue that I have, and they're wanting to go deeper into finding more information?
Yeah. So there's a book that's written by an RN, and I've really enjoyed actually listening to her interview. If you Google her, her name is Sally Polachek, I think. Anyway, we'll have it in the show notes, right? The info on that. But it's, her book is called Could It Be B12? And she also has a pediatric edition for kids that's separate. But her book is amazing. It's very hard to wade through. Like, there's just a lot. It's a very complex. In the back, the section that lists different symptoms and lists the tests that you should be taking if you think you have a deficiency that you should ask your doctor for, that part's really helpful. Like, the resources, that source section's amazing. I think it's a hard one to get through. I skimmed it, and my mom had like underlined a lot, and that was helpful just to read her highlights. And but I really enjoy listening to Sally, several different interviews she did online. It's been a few years now, but her story was incredible. She was an RN. She would see people come into the ER with all these symptoms, but they would get sent home because they couldn't figure out what was wrong, you know?
Yeah.
And she linked it to, over time, a B12 deficiency. And she is married to a doctor, so they write the book together. I don't remember his name, but it's a great resource as far as the book goes. But there's information out there. It's so weird how in Britain, they have a whole like pernicious anemia society. It's like a thing there. Like, you can actually go get B12, I think, without a prescription in England, as far, or Europe, as far as I know. Wow. You don't need a prescription for it. It tends to be a problem with people of Northern European descent more. So it's kind of an issue that they have more there, and maybe that's why. But here, there's not a lot of talk about it here, at least that I know of. Or that I have heard. But you can find a lot of information online through different doctors and resources. But
well, I think we always kind of tend to be behind England and Europe in a lot of ways, and how we handle a lot of health issues. And it's usually medicine first,
right?
And less of like the preventative and figuring out root causes of things. Uh-huh. And so it's just so amazing to see how much it's changed you to figure out some of these root causes between the B12 and the gluten and all of those things. And then where you are now, where even when, you know, I'll get nervous, like, oh, she's been doing a ton, she's going to go down. you don't seem to be having those, like those big swings into just being like out the way that you used to be, and, and your demeanor, and even like your memory and your ability to just kind of like take a hold of life has truly shifted so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that the only thing I can point out besides like just the time that it's taken to heal, you know, my body is it, but I'm not letting go. Like you had said, like the routine that we've figured out that works, I have to keep it up. So I also go and see a chiropractor. Like if I have any kind of, like, there's little things that with the twinge of like, you know, I'm like, oh, okay. If I go and get that taken care of, I see a chiropractor that's like 2 miles from my house and it's upper cervical. I highly recommend, especially if you're dealing with chronic illness, looking into that. But just following that whole pattern of keeping up on the routine that God's given us all these answers and the pieces to the puzzle. And my heart literally breaks for people who don't have that. And I think that's why I wanted to do this podcast. I wanted to say, like, there's hope. I'm sorry for the pain that you're in and what you're going through. And being in that desperate place of not having answers, like, it is so hard.
Yeah.
And I'm just grateful to be, you know, for the answers that God has given us through all these different avenues of healing, you know?
Yeah.
And so, anyhow.
Well, yeah. And it's pretty miraculous. And to know, like, reassure people too, as you find these answers, like the routine, like you said, has been a big part of it, but it's also been time. Like, this didn't happen overnight.
No.
You didn't just figure out, oh, it's pernicious anemia and let me get this B12 shot and like, I'm good to go. Like, this has been, like we were saying at the beginning, I mean, Willa's almost five.
Right.
It's been a 5-year process of wading through things and letting your body heal and come back to a place of like stasis, being able to function well and generate itself and your body and your mind and like how those are all linked together. Yes. And there's been a lot of, you know, relationship things and, you know, like so many things I think tie into our health and our well-being that we don't even realize. I mean, I know just from my own experiences, the dramatic shifts I see in my health and my energy and all of that, when there's a significant amount of stress, it just, you know, you've witnessed it. It's just, it's a very different place that I physically end up in. And so seeing how you have battled through even a lot of those like emotional things and all of that has made such a difference too. Like that was a piece of the puzzle as well.
Yes. Because we are whole people, like our body, our mind, our emotions, our soul, like all of those things. And I think one of the beautiful things is that as my body was able to get to a place of rest and healing, then I was able to kind of look at like, there's other layers involved in all of this and how much our emotions and our mental health is tied to our physical health. And like, that's a whole world that I am so, I literally have been eating up for the last 2 years. Like you can ask David, I've probably read 20 books like about mental health and emotional health and all of that. I'm so fascinated by it and the way that our bodies are connected to our spirit and our emotions. And I mean, our mind, it's all just, it's mind blowing, but, it is such a, it's, we're whole people, like God made us that way. And so like, you can't ignore one of those big pieces. And that's what I, you know, I just for years was like, well, my heart is good, you know?
Yeah.
But it, even that wasn't true. Like, honestly, like, you know, but my health was
and some of that, I think puzzle. Is age.
Like,
I've seen so many differences in you just as you get to 40 and you hear like all these people say, like, you know, more who you are and you're more like unapologetic for that and able to speak up and stuff. And I've seen that in you too. And so it's just been like a really humbling and beautiful process to watch as you have battled for your health and your heart and your mind and all the things and how they are all linked together to see you in the place that you are now.
And that is just God's goodness. I'm so grateful. Thank you for saying that.
So there is hope, there's healing, there are answers, but it takes diligence and it takes effort and being a champion for your own wellness and having other people champion it for you too. But I think like a lot of times if we just go in and we kind of don't know what we're looking for, you're going to get sort of the same answers from traditional doctors that you normally get. And you're not, they're not going to run all of the tests that you want them to run. And so it's really important to be an advocate for your own health. If you know something's not right, don't just let it be written off. Like even in the face of blood tests that say, well, no, you're probably fine. Well, are you getting all of the right blood tests and are they testing the right things? And, you know, keep looking, keep, and we have so many resources these days, like Everly Well, and like all of these companies that allow you to kind of do some of that investigative work on your own, if you're not getting the answers that you need. And so like, just keep being diligent, keep looking for things. And hopefully, you know, at some point you'll get to answers.
Amen. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. I mean,
thank you.
It was just so good to kind of like hear it in totality and like go all the way back that 5 years and everything that happened. And you did such a good job of articulating it. And I think this is going to hopefully help so many people.
That is my prayer. And it was an honor. And I just feel humbled to get to share. And like, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. If you are in that place, like, just so you know, like, I am sorry. And anything I can do, like, anyone that wants to contact me, DM me on Instagram and have a conversation. I am so happy to like, take this outside of the podcast and really, that has been huge. I think that the day that I felt like just in a sensing, like I needed to say something again. Like sometimes I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm a broken record and maybe I shouldn't like keep saying this, but I was feeling kind of a tug to share again my story in the B12 part. And I had a friend reach out to me and just say like, hey, I remember you told me one time, like I'm dealing with all these symptoms. And it was just confirmation, like that there are people that are really hurting and they aren't getting answers. And that is so frustrating and just such a hard place to be. So yeah. And I would love to just pray for you and encourage you and share any resources that I have and I can. So
yeah. And we will have that all linked in the show notes, of course, but people can find you on Instagram at Shell Bruises, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So that will, Shell _ Bruises.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So people can find you there, but it will be in the show notes. And so, yeah, Shell is just so amazing. So get a hold of her. And she's also posted a lot of things on Instagram that you can, you know, see the books and whatnot that she recommends, which of course we'll have in the show notes, but
yeah,
you're an awesome resource.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You're an amazing friend.
Oh, so are you.
You're my hero. I told a single mom that last night at church in our, on our small group, I said, single moms are my heroes. Like I mean that with all my heart. So,
Well, I couldn't have done it without you. So
we can't do without each other. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, right. Thank you for coming on. We got through it.
Woo! Yeah.
All right.
We did.
Okay.
See you next time.
Right. Yeah. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right, ladies, that's it for this week's episode of Live Well Anyway. As always, you can hop over to my website, mackenziekoppa.com, to find all of the show notes, or you can just swipe up in whatever app you are listening to this podcast on. And of course, if you haven't already, make sure that you have subscribed to the podcast in your favorite app so that you don't miss any new episodes that are coming out. And if you wanted to, you know, take a minute to leave a rating and review on whatever app you are using as well, that makes a big difference in getting the show out. Thank you so much to those of you who do that. It has made a really big difference and I really appreciate it. Also, if you have any shopping to do on Amazon, I would so appreciate it if you would use my link over there. It doesn't cost you any more money, but it kicks a little bit of a commission back to us, which I so appreciate. So you can go to mackenziekoppa.com/Amazon, and that is where you can find all of my recommendations, but you don't even have to buy what I like. You can buy whatever you want and it helps out the show so much. So thank you to those of you who use that link and any of my other affiliate links, and to all of you who support our sponsors. It's these little things that keep this show on the road, and I just really want to say thank you to all of you. All right, until next week, ladies, when we will be back, Katie and I will be talking about how to get through these last final doldrums of winter. She's got some really fun ideas, and we talk about our favorites and whatnot right now. But until then, go be bold and gracious.